Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are important lessons we can learn from the life of the Prophet. What we mean by the life of the Prophet is seerah of the Prophet, or the normative conduct of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Of course, there are important lessons that we can learn from the life of the Messenger of Allah, who is the Prophet to all mankind. The Holy Prophet of Islam is a perfect example of human behavior and noble character. So in studying his life and also in his studying his biography or his seerah, we actually derive lessons and morals that can help us in our lives today. Although the Prophet of God is no longer alive at this time, his teachings, his seerah, and his normative conduct remain alive. And there is no doubt as to the fact that the Prophet's lifestyle, the Prophet's traditions, the Prophet's sayings and conducts are next to the Quran. The Quran being the most important and the most authoritative source for legislation, for derivation of Islamic laws, for inferring Islamic laws. The next is the Prophet's Sunnah or the Prophet's tradition. So when we study the Prophet's seerah, we also derive conclusions, we also derive Islamic laws from his seerah. So the Prophet's speech, the Prophet's sayings, the Prophet's conduct, and even the Prophet's silence is a source of Sharia, a source of divine law. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to talk about adversities, hardship, and vicissitudes in the life of the Prophet. And of course, I will talk with a view to drivings, to inferring, and also to taking out some concrete, some very important lessons from the Prophet's lives. There are important incidents that took place in the life of the Prophet. And those incidents are important incidents which we can look at with the aim of trying to drive or take lessons from them, learn something from them. Obviously, when we talk about hardship and sufferings or difficulties in our life, we all have suffered hardships, we all have suffered pain in our lives, and it isn't surprising that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, also suffered great hardships in his life. Let's take a break and then we will be back.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
If we examine the hardships and sufferings which the Prophet, peace be upon him, endured, there are some lessons we can learn. It's not only the Prophet of Islam who suffered hardship or who endured hardships in his life. All of the Prophets, 124,000 Prophets, endured inexplicable hardships in their lives. Some of the Prophets we know, for example, Prophet Shu'aib, Prophet Idris, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, all of these prominent prophets, or you can say arch prophets, in fact suffered great hardships in their lives. Now, what is the concept of hardship, and why did the Prophet impose or inflict hardship on those prophets, peace be upon him. Of course, that's a different question. If we make time, we will discuss that. But we are trying to focus on the life of the Prophet and on the life of the last messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. Well, every time the Prophet, peace be upon him, experienced hardships and difficulties in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remind him of the incidents in the lives of the prophets that preceded him and the lives of the prophets before him. And as I said, almost all of the prophets of Allah suffered pains, hardships, difficulties, vicissitudes, trials, and tribulations. Now, you know, adversity is there in everybody's life. The Prophet is not an exclusion. You cannot say that the Prophets, because they were very close to Allah, because they were the Prophets of Allah, so they shouldn't have suffered pain and hardship. Of course, sometimes, obviously, as we understand from the Holy Quran also, and from the Prophets' lives, and also from the history, God causes someone to suffer hardship because of his love. He loves him and then causes hardship and inflicts pain on him. And of course, when we look at the lives of the Prophet, there are many lessons to be learned in the numerous hardships endured by those prophets. And of course, some of the basic questions of life are, why is there hardship in life and why do bad things happen to good people like the Prophet of Islam or all the prophets? Why is such a thing? Obviously, there are two parts to these questions. One, sometimes difficulty is self-induced. It is created by the individual himself. And we are the cause of hardships, like acting unjustly with others. We shouldn't be surprised that difficulties happen to us and that life isn't all roses, you know. There's a verse in the Quran which says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Okay? And also there is a verse in the Quran which says, إِنَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لَنْفُسِكُمْ وَإِنَسَأَتُمْ فَلَهَا. Okay. But we understand from the verse 79 of chapter An-Nisa, which says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. We understand that, of course, whatever good comes to us, it is from Allah. And whatever evil or whatever vicissitude, hardship or difficulty or whatever you call it, you can call it shar, you can call it evil, it comes from ourselves. We are the cause. We are the factors responsible behind those hardships that we suffer.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back. This is Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. We see in our daily lives people who suffer hardship. It is because of their own nonsensical behavior. It is because of their own unjust behavior that they suffer in the society they live. They have problem in their lives because of a lack of understanding, because of a lack of intellect, or because of a lack of reasonable behavior. It is because of all these things that the individual suffers, that there is pain in everybody's life, that there are difficulties. So we should understand that the Prophet of Islam, being the last prophet, and of course the best of all the prophets, because he was the seal of the prophets, he was the last of all the prophets, and of course he was the last hujjah, the last authority among all the prophets, you know, he suffered a great deal of hardships and pains. But then with the hardship comes what? Comes, you know, patience. God advises every individual to be patient and to be steadfast and not to, you know, derail, not to forget his duty towards Allah, not to be unthankful. He should always be thankful no matter what the situation he is in. And of course, we will continue with this discussion. Inshallah, we will cover it in the following episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did.
be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.